Our series is An Urgent Call to Shepherd God's Flock. And I'd like you to take your Bibles and look at 1 Peter chapter 5, and we are going to expound this passage. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 says this, "So I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed." Here's the charge. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight. Now, I want you to notice that I have my shepherd's tie on. Here's my sheep, and this I often wear on Sunday morning. And people say, "What is that you're wearing?" I say, "Well, that's my sheep tie. I love this tie." Now, people have asked me, "What are those figurines in back of you there?" Well, throughout many years, through all over the world, I have collected shepherd and sheep. And you can see I have a shepherd here with a little sheep, and he's carrying the sheep. And here's the shepherd with his crook. And then here's a little sheep with its bell. Can you hear that? And then I have my shepherd's cup from Ireland. It's a little overdone, but I'll tell you, it's really good to have this constant reminder that I'm a shepherd of people. And there are sheep, and God has called me, and he's called you, many of you, to care for his flock. What a tremendous privilege this is. So today, we want to look at 1 Peter chapter 5. Now, sadly, Peter is so often overshadowed by Paul. When people think of the church eldership, they immediately think of Paul, Acts 20, 1 Timothy chapter 3. But I want to remind you that Peter has some very important things to say about eldering and about shepherding God's people. Very important things. So often in theology, we just talk about Paul's theology or Paul's concept of leadership. Can I remind you, Peter is an apostle trained by the Lord Jesus Christ and commissioned at the end of our Lord's earthly ministry here to shepherd his sheep. So often we forget that it was Peter and the 11 disciples that held the early church together, who preached and taught. They were imprisoned. They suffered for Christ. Peter was a very great man and a great preacher and a great leader. He's not an armchair general. So we are getting counsel from a prime shepherd of God's people. Now, as we're reading through the book of 1 Peter, we read about suffering. That's the theme of this book, hostility and persecution. Finally, we come to the fifth chapter, and Peter turns to the leaders, because when persecution arises, it's often the leaders who are the first targets of hostility against the church. In Ethiopia, when the communists took over, they literally killed all the pastors and the bishops and the elders. They killed the leaders. And this is so often true in the world. Leaders will be imprisoned. They will be attacked. They won't be able to get jobs. Their family will be isolated from society. But in persecution, leaders make all the difference. And that's why Peter is addressing them in such a serious way. Peter knows this. As the leaders go, so go the people. If they're courageous, the people will be courageous. If they're fearful, the people will be fearful. If they trust God, the people will trust God. If they're loving, the people will be loving. If they run and hide, well, the sheep will be scattered. And so you can sense at this point Peter's urgency as he turns from speaking to the whole body of churches to speaking directly to the leaders. Now, Peter was a very great preacher. I mean, on his first day of preaching after Pentecost, 3,000 responded. How many of you have had that kind of response? So good preachers know the importance of drawing the audience to themselves and to connect. It's a very important word in teaching, to connect with your audience. So Peter now, in this lengthy introduction, is going to connect with his audience. He's going to draw these elders to his side. Does this in three ways. First of all, he says this, "Peter, a fellow elder." I want you to notice at the beginning of the epistle, he exerts his apostleship, but here he does not speak of his apostleship. He speaks of his eldership. This is a great technique to communicate to those who you need to exhort. And I want to remind you that Peter literally was an elder. He served with other 11 other men. In the early church in the city of Jerusalem, there were 12 apostles. They were the first eldership, and they led the church and taught the church, and they did suffer. Peter was in jail waiting to be executed. An angel delivered him. James was killed. So they knew persecution. They knew all the trials, all the problems of leading a large congregation as a team of male elders. And so when he says, I'm a fellow elder, it's not an exaggeration. And may I remind you, even at this time, Peter is in Rome, and he is still on the front line of battle, and he is still leading people and churches. He is an elder indeed. So Peter is writing from long experience. He's a veteran shepherd of God's people. He's on the front line of a spiritual warfare, Ephesians chapter 6. He's had 35 years of experience. He's a well-seasoned veteran shepherd. He knows the temptations of leadership. He knows the abuses of leadership. He knows the dark side of leadership, which you often don't hear of. He knows the weaknesses and the frustrations, and these will be addressed in this letter. But he's not an armchair general. He's not a heady author giving theoretical advice. He knows what he is talking about, and he sympathizes with their fears and their weaknesses. He has empathy for these men, and he feels their daily pressures. So, Peter, if he was here right now, look right in this camera and say, do the job of shepherding sheep and do it with the right spirit and the right attitude. He'd look in that camera and he'd speak to you eyeball to eyeball, man to man. He knows what he is talking about. And so what he's doing here now, and I want you to capture this, it's shared experience. He's eminently qualified to speak. So the second thing he says, after he says, I'm a fellow elder, he's now brought them close to his side, into his heart. He says, a witness of the sufferings of Christ. Now, some think this means that he is speaking of the actual witnessing of Christ's crucifixion or his suffering before. But I think better, because shared experience is the theme here in the context. He is saying here that he is one who has shared the common sufferings that all believers experience as a result of confessing Christ in a hostile world. It's 2 Corinthians 1:5, where Paul says, we share abundantly in Christ's sufferings. So that's what I think he means. I know what suffering is. Go back to chapter 4, verse 13. I've shared all these things that you have shared, and I know what it's like to be rejected and persecuted. And then he says, a partaker in the glory to be revealed. In other words, he's talking about the joyous anticipation of the glory when the Lord Jesus appears. In fact, you can go back to chapter 1, and in chapter 1, he already starts this theme of Christ's appearance, the day of the Lord, and the glory that is ours, suffering, but then glory. He'll pick up on this later as he talks to the elders. So this is a word of encouragement. We're all going to share in the marvelous glory of when the Lord Jesus returns. Now the point of this lengthy introduction is he is eminently qualified to speak to these men and to speak to you and to speak to me today. So let's listen to what he says. Now we come to the main charge. His main command to the elders and to us today and to you right now who's listening. Very tactfully, drawing them to his heart, he says, do all that a shepherd should do. He says, shepherd the flock of God that is among you. What he means by this is do everything that shepherding requires. Be what a good shepherd should be. Do the full shepherding task, the leading, the teaching, the protecting, the caring for, the healing. Do the whole job. Now, I want you right now to feel Peter's passion and the urgency in which he is saying this. Do not be cold right now as we read this. He is led up to this point. He knows what these churches are going through. And now he turns to the leaders and he says to them and he appeals to them. I can feel it. Do what a shepherd should do. The people are dependent upon you. Do the job of a shepherd. Be all that a shepherd should be. Don't neglect the sheep. Don't fall asleep. Don't fail the people. You are needed. Do not be passive. Glasser says, passivity is the enemy of leadership. Don't be a minimalist. Now, Peter knows people. He's had 35 years of experience. He knows that leaders often do fail and they are not alert. They don't push themselves to grow and change. They're often preoccupied with the wrong things. I remember one time an elder was telling me and confessing to me, I don't know why I wasn't his confessor, he said to me, I putter a lot on the computer. And of course, his church was falling apart. I putter on the computer. He was what I call a minimalist. Just do the minimum, get by. Peter is speaking to that man. Do all that shepherding requires. And often we are passive. And we're not the leaders we should be. My dear fellow shepherds, let me tell you, reality is often very sad, and Peter knows that. When you look at your New Testament, you will see the Galatian elders who Paul and Barnabas appointed, and you see the Ephesian elders who Paul trained for almost 3 years. They failed to protect the churches from false teachers, and false teachers came into these churches. 2,000 years of church history is good evidence that many, many times we elders failed to protect the church, to defend the gospel and be clear about the gospel. That's why Richard Baxter long ago wrote The Reformed Pastor. He was challenging pastors from being minimalist and not doing the full job and not being energetic and diligent in what they were to do. So Peter's words to us today, they're extremely relevant. Do not miss this. Do not miss the intensity, the urgency. The churches are under hostile forces. They're in a secular, godless world, a world full of polytheism, a world that hates your message and rejects your message. The church needs you. Is dependent upon you. If Peter was here today, and if he was your speaker today, he would say to you, do the job. Be effective. Be diligent. Be skilled. Know what you are doing. Be to the church what a shepherd should be to a flock of sheep. And may I ask you, if you had a literal flock of sheep, how would they be doing today? Now let's go back 35 years and our Lord Jesus, before he ascends into heaven, he is raised from the dead. He speaks to Peter and he gives Peter a threefold charge. Peter had denied the Lord. Peter had fallen apart under persecution and under stress, and he denied the Lord three times. And the Lord restores him marvelously, and the Lord three times charges him, Peter, shepherd my sheep, attend to my sheep. Do the job. The people need you. And so now, 35 years later, Peter is giving the same charge to the Asian elders of all these different churches that he writes to. And he says to them, will you shepherd the sheep? They need you. Do the job. Be skilled. Be diligent. Care for my flock. The Lord loves the church. He gave himself for the church, and he loves it. When anyone cares for his precious blood-bought flock, will you do that? Shepherd the flock of God among you.